Hello, Chicago. Welcome to another exorable episode of the Talk Theater in Chicago News Podcast. I'm your host, Dustin Moat, bringing you Chicago's theater news for the week of July 23rd, 2007. Due to popular demand, the first North American tour of the Broadway smash hit The Color Purple will be adding 4 more weeks to its Chicago engagement here at the Cadillac Palace Theater. That makes the final performance of The Color Purple on Sunday, September 30th, instead of September 2nd. Afterwards, the North American tour will be moving on to San Francisco. The North American tour launched, of course, here in Chicago on April 17th. The tour of The Color Purple stars Jeanette Bayardelli, Felicia P. Fields, and also Destiny Child's Michelle Williams and an American Idol alum, LaToya London. The new block of tickets for these performances went on sale last Friday. The added performances will run from September 5th through the 30th. You can get tickets from the Broadway in Chicago box offices, or by calling Ticketmaster, or, of course, by following the links on the Theater in Chicago Now Playing section. You have a limited time to see the final 4 weeks of The Color Purple's Chicago engagement at the Cadillac Palace Theater. Don't miss it. The Neo-Futurists are opening their 2007-2008 season with The Fool Returns to His Chair. The show will be opening on Saturday, August 25th at 8 p.m. in the Neo-Futurarium Theater, and stars, amongst other things, about 300 milk crates. The Fool Returns to His Chair has an ensemble cast which will be presenting a history of fools through the ages with physical performance, comedy, rhythm, and music, and practically no text or spoken word altogether. And who doesn't love a great physical show? If you click over to Talk Theater in Chicago's news website, you can see a question and answer session with the creator of the show, John Pearson. The Fool Returns to His Chair will be opening on Saturday, August 25th at the Neo-Futurarium. Tickets are currently on sale. For more information, click on over to neofuturists.org, or of course keep your eyes on the Coming Soon section of theaterinchicago.com. A Red Orchid Theater is celebrating its landmark 15th year in Chicago's Old Town neighborhood, enlightening Chicago audiences since 1993. This year's programming theme is The Decay of Democracy in Our Society. A Red Orchid Theater will be examining 3 of humanity's motivating forces: fear, power, and competition. A Weapon of Mass Impact by Brett Nevue will be opening on October 19th. It is a penetrating look at the uncertainties still emanating after the 9/11 attacks and their effects on the collective national psyche. Following that will be Fat Boy by John Clancy. That does open on January 18th. Covering the subject of power, it questions how a charismatic yet vulgar egomaniac can rise from obscurity to rule an apathetic society. Closing out the Decay of Democracy in Our Society theme will be Not a Game for Boys by Simon Block. That does open next April 18th. This one focuses on competition and revolves around a ping pong team captain and whether or not he can hold his comrades together to make it to the top. Season subscriptions are now on sale, and you can get them by visiting aredorchidtheater.org. Again, that's aredorchidtheater.org. Well, thank you very much for listening to this exorable episode of the Talk Theater in Chicago News Podcast. We have come to the end of the news, but before we let you go, it's time for your Shakespeare Quote of the Week. The following quote comes from Sonnet number 104. To me, fair friend, you can never be old. Well, thank you very much for listening to this podcast. Remember, we are here every Monday with a new episode ready for your listening pleasure. So, until next time, I'm your host, Dustin Moat, reminding you that theater is happening. Don't miss it.